Friends, in continuation of our discussion on the agriculture finance, now in chapter 2, we are going to discuss about the agriculture and its allied activities. Once you understand the agricultural activities undertaken by the farms and other activity other than the agriculture but related to agriculture, which is called as allied activities taken by the farmer, it will be easy for us to go for the financing aspect of the agriculture. Okay, so first let us understand the structure of our discussion consists of one is agriculture activities and second one is allied activities. What consists of in agriculture activities? Number one, it's the traditional crops which are undertaken by the farmer as well as certain cash crops. Okay, and third category is a plantation. It depending upon the time period it is required, this segregation has been taken place. Traditional crops which comes under maybe 3 to 6 months time, these crops can be available to the farmers. Whereas cash crops, it requires little bit longer duration, maybe approximately 1 year or so. And plantation requires little bit more than 1 year or so. So these crops, type of crops, this is purely is the agriculture activity undertaken by the farmer. Allied activities consist of various other activities which are related to agriculture. It may be, it's a horticulture, it may be animal husbandry, maybe it is a dairy farming, fish farming, sericulture, or other miscellaneous activities, goat farming, then sericulture, so many other activities they can also, that is an side business or allied activities which is undertaken by the government. Okay, now this agriculture allied sector are considered to be mainstay of the Indian economy, and they are important source of the raw material and demand for many industrial products, particularly the fertilizers, pesticides, agriculture implements, and the variety of the consumer goods. This agriculture and allied activity contributes nearly 22% of the GDP of India, gross domestic product. And about 65 to 70% of the population is depending upon them. That is what I said at initial stage itself. And for the ease of understanding, for your understanding, this chapter is divided into two parts. One, agriculture activities and crops, as well as allied agriculture activities. Now let us first concentrate on understanding the agriculture activities and the crops. For that, we have to understand the types of crops. What are the types of crop? When it is grown? What is its content? Okay, so this type of crops is divided into three types. One is kharif crop. What is this kharif crop means? The crops which are grown during the period from somewhere in the June, July, when the southwest monsoon season arrives. So the kharif crop is a summer crop or the monsoon crop in India. Kharif crops are usually sown at the beginning of the first rain in the July and during southwest monsoon, as I indicated. Major kharif crops which consist of millets, that is bajra or jowar, paddy, which is called as rice, maize, moong, soybean, sugarcane, and turmeric. These are the major kharif crops which are cultivated or produced by the farmer. Second type of crops is a rabi crops. Now these rabi crops is the spring harvest or winter crops in India. Okay, it is sown somewhere in the October last and harvested in the March, April every year. This is another phase of the year, right? So the major rabi crops consist of, one is wheat, barley, mustard, sesame, and peas. These are And like this, on that family of this type of crops, they are cultivated somewhere in October onward. Okay, that is why it is called as Rabi crops. Let us not confuse on Kharif and Rabi crops. Kharif crops at the beginning of the first rain, and that always happens in June, July. Okay, and thereafter Rabi crops. This crop season starts from October onward. Okay, and in between period, that is called the Zaid crops. Zaid crop, this crop is grown in some parts of the country during March to June. During March to June, intervening period. And the prominent example of this one is muskmelon, watermelon, vegetable like bitter gourd, pumpkin, ridged gourd. So this family of this crop is cultivated in between summer season or maybe March to June. Okay, so this is called Zaid crops. Now, classification of crops we have seen. Now let us understand what are the major crops which are grown into India, our country. Okay, here this is divided again into three types. One is a food crop, second one is cash crops, and third one is a fiber type crops. Okay, now food crops, as you know, as the name suggests, it consists of rice, wheat, maize, millet, barley, or maybe some other like the family of this food crops. Cash crops consist of the jute, cotton, sugarcane, oil seeds, rubber, cocoa. These are some of the cash crops. In that, there are fiber type crops also. Fiber type crops from where the fiber can be used for the industrial purpose, which consist of cotton, jute. These are the fiber type crops. And last one is a plantation crop. Plantation crop requires the longer period. Plantation crop constitute large group of the crops. This crop consists of, one is coconut, that you are all aware of it, then oil palm, palm trees, okay, then cashews, tea, coffee, rubber, etc. So the minor plantation crops include coca, minor, okay. Their total coverage is comparatively less, and they are mostly confined in the small holding. Very few people are cultivating this because it took a longer time. It requires a lot of time, waiting time also to generate the output. That is why very few people, very few areas, these crops are cultivated. These cash crops, plantation crops plays very important role in view of their export potential as well as the domestic requirement, and it generates the employment to the local people and the poverty alleviation programs, particularly in rural sector, because the people in the rural area who are jobless, they get at least some work so they can earn for their livelihoods. So India is the largest producer of the consumer of the cashew nuts. India has the third largest producer of the coconut, and at least 90% of coconut produced in these countries of the world. Okay, India has been considered as a treasure. It's a treasure house for valuable medicinal and aromatic plants also, because that is also another type of crops. The government of India that have identified and documented nearly 9,500 plant species which are used and important for the particular use of the pharmaceutical industries so as to produce the medicines. The horticulture is not only an integral part of the food and nutritional security, but it also essential for ingredient of the economic security also. That is why it is given aromatic plant as well as medicinal plants have also given the importance. Historically, this plantation crops in India, as in other developing countries, were promoted as the means of the foreign exchange earner to overcome the acute shortage of these plants. And our country is having the most, around, I said, 9,500 species which are used for the medical purpose. And it is continuously required to be grown, cultivated, and kept it at its disease. And as and when demand comes, it has to be supplied. So it take longer time. So selective area, selective people only can grow these type of crops. There are commodity boards. Certain commodity boards are also there, because for tea, coffee, these are the commodities. For that, it requires extensive care is required to be taken for growing this, because it takes a longer time to grow. And in between there are chances of, again, what to grow, or there may be pesticide. Continuous pesticides is required for its proper growth. It should not be, plant disease should not be there, and a good quality crop should be grown. That is the reason why it is taken, as the commodity board have been established so as to guide the farmers. So these commodity boards are very much in active stage for the tea, coffee, jute plantation or coffee plantation, like that, you know. So despite the agriculture being a state of subject, on account of their role in export earning, agri-export earning, these boards were kept under the Ministry of Commerce and the central government, and not in the agriculture ministry. Okay, the role of the plantation sector in the Indian economy and the institutional arrangement for the plantation development has undergone a major changes, and for integrated promotions of the entrepreneurship in the sector of the plantation crops, the government has framed many schemes and the policies from time to time. All these aims to increase the productivity level. Plantation crops like tea, coffee, rubber, as I said, are well to provide the greater incentives to the growers of the crop. Presently, one of the most prominent scheme has been the Price Stabilization Fund scheme that is promoted by the Government of India, which was launched in April 2003 for tea, coffee, rubber, and tobacco growers. After understanding the agriculture crops, we now focus of our discussion on agriculture and allied activities. As I said, allied activities are related to the farms which are undertaken by the farmer as a support function, or maybe support requirement for the cash generation, or for the purpose of increasing its income capabilities. Okay, so agriculture and allied industry is divided into several segments, because it has a variety of the activities, and depending upon the activities, it is ensure that it is grouped into different categories. First one is a horticulture and allied sectors. Now, what is this horticulture? This includes the fruits, vegetable, flowers, plantation crops, spice, aromatic, and medicinal plants. This is the group of this kind of plantation is covered under the horticultural activities. These are the farm activities. Its nature is not a food generation of food. Food crops are different, but here it is vegetables. These are supporting functions, supporting activities. These are the support. Flowers, plantation crops, plantation crops like spices, aromatic. This is not considered as a food. So this is considered as a additional support agricultural produce. Then another type is fisheries sector, animal husbandry, and the livestock and the sericulture. This is another group. What happens in this? Fishery is completely related, not a farm, but those who are taking into consideration the fisheries activity, they have to go into the sea. And India has from the three sides surrounding by the sea. So fisheries sector, like a farm sector, is growing like anything. Animal husbandry means goat farming or piggeries or maybe duck farming or maybe poultry farming. Like this, you know, these are some of the activities which are coming under animal husbandry. And the livestock. Livestock means birds. And thereafter, the sericulture. Sericulture means it is from the cocoon, the what are properly called as a rashim. It is, this sericulture is also one of the farm activity only because the requirement is grown on the plant, and the plantation is very important for growing such industry. So India is the second largest purchaser of the fruits, producer of the fruit and the vegetable in the world, second largest. Okay, see the position. Leading producers, consumers, exporters for the spices and the plantation crops like tea and coffee, etc. Sericulture is also an agriculture cottage industry, and India is ranked as the second major raw silk producer in the world. So sericulture is related to the silk production. Silk production. Fishery sector is occupied by very important place, occupied very important space in the specific economic development of the country. It is the big source of the employment opportunity for the large number of people in the country, especially the rural population. India has a vast resource of the livestock, poultry, and which plays a vital role in promoting this welfare of the rural masses. The Indian dairy industry has acquired the substantial growth momentum from 9th plan onward. Now, having understood the classification of these allied activities grouped into various categories, there must be an authority to develop these sectors is very important. So, under Ministry of Agriculture, which is the main authority for monitoring, controlling and implementation of the regulation in respect of the development of these allied activities in agriculture, relating to agriculture like horticulture, fishing, animal husbandry, etc. And it is implemented through the various schemes which are formulated by the Government of India, and the policies which are related to these sectors are and its divisions like are implemented through its departments, through its divisions, divisions of Ministry of Agriculture, like maybe Department of Animal Husbandry, Department of Dairying and Fisheries, like these, the departments are created who takes care of development of these industries. The Ministry of Food Processing Industry is actively engaged in promotion of the entrepreneurial activity in the segments of the fish processing as well as the fruit and vegetable processing also. Okay. Besides this, the commodity board like a tea board, coffee board, rubber board or medicinal plants board, etc., they have been set up to boost and growth the sectors like this. Horticulture and allied activities. Let us see one by one, which we have grouped into 3 to 4 groups, all these allied activities. The horticulture and allied sector is an integral element of the food and nutritional security of the country. So the horticulture is the main segment where it's a various subsegments it has, like fruits, vegetable, aromatic and herbal plants, flowers, then spices, plantation crops. This is covered under the horticulture. this wide range of agroclimatic conditions also, these are conducive in growing this large number of horticulture crops, which includes root and the rubber crops, mushrooms, ornamental crops, plantation crops like coconut, then arkonuts, cashew, cocoa. These are some of the plants which are agroclimatic, based on the agroclimatic conditions of the country. The government of India has recognized the horticulture as one of the industrial activities, considering as, and it has given the scope of like industry. So the horticulture crops are means of the diversification of in agriculture in eco-friendly manner through the efficient use of the available land and the optimum utilization of the natural resources without spending much. Therefore, the horticulture seeks to create an ample opportunity for the employment for unemployed youths, women, like this. Horticulture is one of the main agriculture policies, practices in the nations. Okay? It is basically the science of cultivating the gardens, orchards, and that it is refers to the process of cultivation of the fruits, vegetables, flowers, and ornamental plants. It involves increasing the area and the productivity of the farming lands, bringing into use of the technological aspects in agriculture, raising the farmers' income, and their standard of living is increased due to the horticulture income. Okay, because these are the permanent source of the income. It's not like a seasonal crops or something. It is continuously they are giving, reaping the profit to the farmers. So the farmers' income and their standard of living being the source of the employment opportunities, etc., is undertaken in the horticulture business. Department of Agriculture and Cooperation, Ministry of Agriculture, which is the agency, which is called as a nodal central agency for promoting the entrepreneurial activities in the horticulture sectors of the country. Government, both at the center as well as in the state, okay, is making an effort to commercialize these horticultural activities in our country. Now let us understand the agencies or some of the organizations which are associated with the horticulture. Because the prime importance is given by the Ministry of Agriculture, Government of India. So they have established National Horticulture Board, which is called as NHB, National Horticulture Board, which is set up by the Government of India as an autonomous society under the Societies Registration Act 1860, with a mandate to promote sound development of the horticulture sector as well as to help in coordinating and stimulating the sustaining and the production and the processing of the fruits and vegetables. The objective of National Horticulture Board are varied. One is to develop a high quality of the horticultural farms in the identified belts of the country and make such an area vibrant with the horticultural activity, which in turn will act as a hub for developing the commercial horticulture production. Another objective is to develop the post-harvest management infrastructure in that particular belt where it is grown. And the third one is strengthening the market information system and the horticulture database to create so as to take care in future plantation also. Adding to it, the research and development programs to develop these products suited for the specific varieties with improvement in the varieties, methods, and horticulture technology is also undertaken by this National Horticulture Board. It also provides the trainings to the farmers and the processing industry for improving their agronomic practices as well as the new technologies they are bringing it to them, which promote the consumption of the fruit, vegetables in fresh and in the processed form. Another organization which helps the horticulture is Indian Institute of Horticultural Research. Now the research when word comes, no, it is definitely that improvement in the variety which is grown in a better manner so as to generate the more cash, so increase in the production. So by establishing this Indian Council for Agriculture Research, that is ICAR, to conduct the research work on the various aspects of the horticultural crops in order to improve their productivity, quality and also utility. Its objective of constitution is to undertake the basic and applied research to develop the strategy to enhance the productivity and utilization of tropical and subtropical horticultural crops like fruit, vegetable, ornamental, medicinal and aromatic and mushrooms to do the research on this. And it activity of this institution is to act as a repository of scientific information which is relevant to this horticultural age. This also act as center for training and upgradation of the scientific manpower in the modern technology for horticultural production. Collaborating with relevant national and international agencies in achieving the target and its objective is also another objective of IIHR. Now, schemes which are formulated for improvement of horticultural sector consist of, there are five schemes are there. Government of India has launched five schemes under the name National Horticultural Mission. National Horticultural Mission. This is a centrally sponsored scheme with a view to promote the holistic growth of the horticultural sector through an area-based, regionally differentiated strategies, which includes research, technology, promotion, extension, post-harvest management, processing, and marketing in consonance with the comparative advantage of each state or each region and its diverse agro-climatic future. To achieve the objective which I explain now, the mission which is instituted or started by the Government of India, it seeks to adapt some of the strategies. Now, which strategies is required to be adopted for giving the incentive or making the schematic availability to the farmers? One is the production, post-harvest management, processing of the manufactured or produced seeds or maybe plants or products, marketing so as to get the appropriate return to the growers of this or producers of it. Second strategy is required to promote research and development technologies for production, post-harvest management and the processing it for the longer duration preservation. Okay. And finally, enhancing its acreage, means area, coverage and productivity are the strategies which are adopted for development of this agriculture sector. In addition to that, the strategy is to assist in setting up of the post-harvest facilities such as packing house or ripening chambers or cold storage, controlled atmosphere storages. These are some of the requirement for process by the processing units for value addition and marketing of this infrastructure. By adopting and a coordinating approach and promotion of the partnership, convergence and also synergy among the R&D, that is research and development, processing and marketing agencies in public as well as in the private sector at the national, regional, state and sub-state levels, where appropriate and feasible, promoting National Dairy Development Board, that is NDDB, model of the cooperative to ensure the support and adequate return to the farmers. So these are some of the strategies which are adopted. To these strategies, promoting capabilities also required to be built, and the human resource development is also required to be put at various levels at these junctures. So strengthening the infrastructure facilities is very, very important as far as development of the horticulture industry, as well as soil, leaf analysis, labs, survey, surveillance of the pest, diseases, greenhouse, polyhouse, micro-irrigation, plant health clinic, vermicompost, etc. to prepare, produce, make it available is the strategy of this mission. The technology mission is addressed in, as I said earlier, the five aspects, five technology missions. Number one mission is a mini mission one. What is involved in this mini mission one? This involves the research activities which are for the supply of nucleus or maybe the basic seeds and planting material to the horticultural crops with a view to provide a technology support by done in the mini mission one. This is Government of India incentive activities. Okay, this involves standardization of the production, protection technology and technology refinement, existing technology refinement and training through on-farm trials is to be given under this mini mission 2. Coming down to understand mini mission 2, what constitutes mini mission 2? This constitute primarily increase the production and the productivity of the horticultural products in regions through the integrated implementation of the various governmental programs based on the compact area development approach. Area development approach is the main peak of this mini mission 2. The major components of this mini mission 2 are expansion, creation of the water sources, which are very important, on-farm water management, production of the planting material, then transfer of technology through the training, demonstration, publicity, and also the training to the trainers to train others. Okay, that is mini mission 2. Now third, mini mission 3. This mission 3 aims to create an infrastructural facilities for post-harvest management, after the crop is grown or after the produce is grown, post-harvest management and marketing it and then export it. Under mini mission 3, the activities mainly coordinated by the National Horticulture Board, the Department of Agriculture and the cooperation is the nodal department for implementation of this mini mission. Now, mini mission 4. This mini mission aims to address all the issues of the processing and marketing of the processed product. Therefore, the Ministry of the Food Processing Industry is responsible for coordinating the activities, and the schemes are being integrated into this mission. Now, after understanding these four, the main schemes that are being pursued by National Horticultural Board consist of: one, the development of the commercial horticulture through the production and the post-harvest management; number two, the capital investment subsidy for construction and modernization, expansion of the cold storage and the storage for the horticultural purpose, technology development and transfer for promotion of the horticulture, market information services for the horticultural crop, and horticulture promotion services are being undertaken under this initiative. Thank you very much.